This goes to Dr. Michael Stack, S-T-A-C-K, fax 989-875-5023, and Dr. Akkad, A-K-K-A-D, fax 989, and leave the rest blank, regarding Linda, last name Allen, A-L-L-E-N, date of birth 7/14/1948. Dear doctors, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Allen with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, hypertension, bilaterally small kidneys, and iron deficiency anemia. Her last visit was October 16th of 2023. Her biggest complaint is that her right index proximal interphalangeal joint has been swollen and warm for the last month. And her daughter is present for the visit today and is worried that it's more than just arthritis in that finger. It's very tender. She can't fully flex the right index finger due to the swelling and the pain in that joint. She denies any injury. She was seen in urgent care, but they didn't do any kind of blood work or x-rays of that hand. So she will be following up with Dr. Stack for further evaluation, possibly some lab work. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. She has had a 13-pound weight loss since her last visit. Her appetite is decreased, and she has a lot of back pain, so she generally doesn't eat very much at a time. But no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no cloudiness, foaminess, or blood in the urine, no edema of the lower extremities, no claudication symptoms. Medications, I want to highlight the Rocaltrol 0.25 microgram on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. For pain, she uses extended-release morphine, 15 milligram every 12 hours, and that does seem to help. She uses Voltaren gel topically. That didn't help the right proximal interphalangeal joint, though. Also, Tylenol arthritis and Torsemide is 20 milligram once daily for edema, and that does work very well. Physical exam, weight 156 pounds, pulse is 66, blood pressure is 112 over 88. Neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear, no rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft and non-tender without ascites, no peripheral edema. Her right hand, the right index PIP joint, is very edematous. It is slightly pink and slightly warm to touch. And she does have decreased flexion of the right index finger. Labs, most recent lab studies were done April 9th of 2024. Creatinine is stable at 1.28. Estimated GFR is 44. Her creatinine usually fluctuates between 1.1 and 1.3. Albumin 4.2, calcium 9.5. Electrolytes are normal. Phosphorus is 4.3. Hemoglobin 11.5 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, with stable creatinine levels, no progression of disease, no indication for dialysis. 2, hypertension is well controlled. She is on low-dose Norvasc of 5 milligram daily, and that's working well without side effects. 3, bilaterally small kidneys. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.